I'm Tony Cox in for Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Nearly 20 years ago, they told audiences worldwide they were live from Phillytown. In 1991, Boyz II Men captured the R&B scene with their hit single Motown Philly. From then on, members Nate Morris, Wanya Morris, Sean Stockman, and former member Michael McCary cemented themselves in R&B history. Going on to win 4 Grammy Awards and selling nearly 64 million albums. Now, after entertaining a generation of fans for 20 years, Boyz II Men commemorate the milestone in their career with a new album appropriately titled 20. It features 10 new songs from the group, along with 10 of their past hits. To tell us more about it, none other than Boyz II Men themselves, Nate Morris, Wanya Morris, Sean Stockman. Welcome to Studio 4A here at NPR in D.C. Nice to
Hello,
see you guys.
Thank you very
How are you?
How you doing?
How are you? Great
How
to
are
be
you?
Here.
You know, I've been doing my research on you, and the
we
road
see.
Began yeah. with Unique Attraction. Okay, and it began at Creative and Performing Arts High in Philly.
Yep.
And look where we are. Sean, we're not at the end of the road, but that was one of your big hits, wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. It was actually the beginning of our big hits. In the end of the road was the beginning of our big hits.
Yeah, you still like singing it?
I like singing the big hits. Big hits are
big
hits are very, very good. You know, just to be able to, they actually help in circumstances of a show not being the best. You throw on a big hit, and there you have it. Now everybody's back on board, yeah. And you can basically keep it moving.
Well, would you share with us that big hit?
Yeah, sure, we can do that. Are you ready, fellas? Yeah.
Fellas,
gentlemen.
Ready. Yeah.
Yes.
Key Nathan.
Yep.
1, 2, 3.
Although we've come to the end of the road, still I can't let go. It's unnatural. You belong to me. I belong to you. Come to the end of the road. Oh, can't let you go. It's unnatural. You belong to me. I belong to you.
That's great.
Da, 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 da.
That's great. Yeah. I tell you. Still sounds good. But
Thank
you know
you.
What?
Thank
it makes
you.
Me wonder. I mean, you've been in the business 20 years professionally now.
Yes.
And what is the key to harmonizing? And also, do you feel that your voices have changed in any way? Nathan.
Without a doubt. I mean, you know, 20 years is a long time. We started singing in high school, so our voices were pretty, you know, youthful at that time. But the key to it all is just being selfless to a point where, you know, you realize that in a unit, you still rely on everybody else. It's kind of like a team, per se. We have a lot of different guys in the group that we can all sing different solo things, but at the end of the day, we know that we have to rely on the other vocals. So it gives us the understanding to let people have their space to blend with the other guy and make sure one is not higher than the other. It's all a team effort.
It's a big part of the R&B scene, too, the group R&B scene, isn't it?
Well, you know what? Real quick, I think it used to be. Nowadays, there aren't a lot of R&B groups around.
Well, that's true.
We sit around and talk about it quite often that we came up at a time where, you know, there was an R&B group pretty much on every street corner, and every record company had one. But now, you know, it's dwindled down to, you know, the solo artists or the duets or you know, even bigger bands where you have bands like The Roots that, you know, got 7 or 8 people. But the actual R&B group is a dinosaur at this
but what,
point.
What do you think happened? Wanya?
Well, I think that time happened. Things happened. You know, hip-hop became a major major like music stream for a lot of audiences and a lot of, you know, the youth. And, you know, as time progressed, it just made itself, you know, greater than what people were normally listening to. You know, like the R&B circuit, it still was there. It just had a very little validity in a time where people were saying, I'm not into having sex, I'm not into making love, where Boys to Men, R&B singers, that's all we sing about is love, making love. And to hear, like, the most popular hip-hop artist saying that's not what he's about, you know, everybody else becomes a part of that vibration. And, you know, we have to basically take a back seat until it's time for people to want to make love again.
All right, so we talk about, you know, you guys, the number one selling R&B group of all time. And I want to take you back before I take you forward, because I know that Michael Bivins, you hooked up with him, and I know that you guys, you know, you did your thing. And in 1991, the Coolie High Harmony album came out, and there was a song in there that was, it was just crazy big. Let's listen. Sean, why don't you take this one? Now, is it true that you had to leave Philly in order to record that? Because you couldn't get any peace because there were so many people around. You couldn't find a quiet place to record
this. Oh, well, you know what? in the beginning of the Two album, which I'll Make Love to You is on, we all decided, you know what, we're going to leave, you know, our home, you know, just to get away from family and friends and other distractions and go to a place in, it wasn't in Vegas, but it was in Nevada.
Yeah, it was called Grandma's House.
Granny's house. Granny's house was a live-in studio, and that's where we went to record, or at least get started, the Two album, which was actually the greatest thing we could have done for that record, because it just gave us a focus that we needed to, you know, get it done the way that we got it done. Just make a wish.
One of the things I think people would like to know is how you went from 4 to 3 members.
Well, not by choice, unfortunately. We were in the middle of, I guess, doing our album called Full Circle over at Arista, where we, you know, we're kind of, I don't say coming back together, but just really getting refocused as Boys to Men as a four. And, you know, we had just left Universal, where we didn't have a very happy ending, unfortunately, and we moved over to Arista because, obviously, like the song you just talked about, I'll Make Love to You and End of the Road, we had a real good relationship with L.A. Reid as well as Babyface, and he was the president of Arista at the time, so it was the perfect place for us to go. And, you know, we kind of had our own personal meetings as a group to make sure that, you know, we all stayed focused on what the idea was. You know, we got to, we've been in it too long and, you know, some people are doubting or whatever, but we've got to stay together as a group and we got to stay focused and united to get this thing done. And unfortunately, you know, throughout the project, we saw Mike was slipping. He wasn't really focusing on the things that needed to be done. He'd show up late. He missed a couple of events and things like that.
Major events.
And I mean, you know, we were kind of put in a spot where, you know, we had to either shut it down or go. So we just went out there and tried to do it ourselves as a threesome. And we just started, you know, putting everything together and figuring out a way to do it. And mentally we said to ourselves, you know, let's just prepare just in case he does not come back. And, you know, it got to a point where, you know, he tried to come back, but it was on the wrong terms. And we just, it just wasn't working out. I mean, for a while, we watched him kind of back off and kind of fall back into his own individual thing when this group was always built on the four. But at the end of the day, I mean, we wish him well, and we even tried to bring him back for this project. But again, unfortunately, he's still in the same mind state, so it just wouldn't have worked.
So here we are. You got a new project called 20, and you have someone that you collaborated with. I'm a big fan of Charlie Wilson, Gap Band. Yeah. One of the songs on there that I want to ask you if you'd be kind enough to sing for us is More Than You'll Ever Know.
Sure.
1, 2, 3, more than you'll ever know. Just like the stars in a thousand skies, more than you'll ever know. Deeper than the place where the ocean floor lies. You're still number one in my eyes. Till this day I still get butterflies. know that I love you more than you will ever know.
You know,
why'd you ooh wee?
That's good. You know what? I want to ask you guys.
He ain't here, so I had to stick his ooh wee in there.
Yeah, I was thinking about your name, Boys to Men. I'm like, okay, you were boys when you started.
Yeah.
You know, you're men now. Yeah. So maybe we should. Maybe we should change your name.
No.
Boys to Men.
Yeah. Wait. Well, hear me out.
All right, what you got?
Men to Better Men.
Men to Better Men.
Wow. Men to Better Men.
Men to Better Men.
Men to Better Men.
Boys to Better Men.
That sound like a
product.
Yeah, that sound like
Men to Better Men.
By medicine.
Ah, man, that's funny.
One pill a day.
But no, the name Boys to Men just simply means growth. You know what I mean? It means, you know, getting from one point to the next. And we're always going to be, you know, striving to reach the perfection of being a man. You know what I mean? And hopefully, you know, with the blessings of God, we can reach that one day. But at this point, we got a lot of wisdom and everything to gain in order to even consider ourselves like full faceted, like men without those boyish qualities that keep us who we are.
You know, the holiday season is coming up pretty soon. One of your big hits was a Christmas tune, Let It Snow.
Yeah.
It's another Christmas holiday.
It's cold.
It's not cold outside though right now.
Not yet.
Yeah, but it will be
very
soon.
Oh yeah, it's coming, boy.
That was a great tune.
We loved it. Co-written by Wanya Morris and Mr. Brian McKnight.
Yes. That was
B. McNizzle.
It was one of those songs. It's funny because we were in Europe when we wrote it. Came in the studio. I think Nate had to go to Philly or something, and Sean was shopping somewhere, and me and Brian sat in the studio, and he was like, yo, man, we should rewrite Let It Snow. I said, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. He said, nah, man, we should rewrite it. We should just, like, just keep the title, but just, like, change it up.
So much more waiting for you in store. On this precious day, I can gladly say there's no place that I'd rather be.
And bam!
Sat down and started playing those keys, and we just came up with the vibe and the idea, and it just turned out really well.
And see, that's why you've lasted for 20 years. And maybe you have, and this is a segue, notice this, into the next song I'm going to ask you to sing. Maybe you have one more dance in you. You see how I did that, right?
We hope we got a lot more. A lot more.
This is from the new CD. It's called One More Dance.
Save one more dance for me. One last second chance for me. 'Cause I don't want nobody cutting in. Ooh. Please don't let the music end. Save me one more.
And that's fighting colds and all kinds of other stuff.
But you still sound great. Our time is just—it's just about up. But first of all, I want to thank you for dropping by. I do have one question and one request.
Mm-hmm.
The question is this: is there something either Sean or Nathan or Wanya you want to tell us that most people just don't know about Boys to Men?
Nate really likes cookies.
Yeah, he's the cookie monster. Nate's the cookie monster.
Really? Nate likes cookies.
Really? I sit in the room all day from probably the time I get there till the time to
really
go to the show.
Important nuggets here.
To watch Cartoon Network.
In his drawers.
In my undies and my tank top.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's beautiful, you
it's
know.
A horrible it's, sight.
Maybe that's the boyish quality I can't let go of that stopping me from becoming a true multifaceted man, just one of those men that just.
I think that's part of it. I think that's part of being a multifaceted man.
Keeping
that boyish.
That's right. SpongeBob.
Quality, you know what I'm saying? Watching SpongeBob
is,
once
is
in a while.
Part of it.
Well, I want people to know that, you know,
even after 20 years, it may seem old to most, but to us, it's always new. Every audience we see, every concert we go to, there's new people. And we realize that we grew up on, you know, like the Motown sound and things like that. And people have always told us over the years that, you know, as you get older, your fans get older. And that's partially what Boyz II Men is about. But one of the reasons why the name is so strong for us is that our music tends to bridge generation gaps. And what we mean by that is that, you know, we still have 9-year-olds coming to concerts singing End of the Road, and they would never even hear. And we look at that as a reflection of the fact that the way our parents played Motown records for us, we weren't here when all those Motown records were being played, but the music was so strong and so influential that it crossed generations. And that's the type of music that we feel like we've always been able to do, and our fans are coming out in droves in that manner. So we're excited about this 20 album, and we want all of those fans to come out and support, because it's a record for everybody.
The request I had for you is this. You know, a lot of times when artists have been as successful as you have been for as long as you have been, they think back, at least the ones that I've interviewed, they think back about how they started, and they remember those days very fondly. And there's a song that was a part of your very beginning that I want to... This wasn't part of what we talked about, so if you can't do it, it's cool.
Which one?
Can You Stand the Rain?
We haven't sang it in a while, but...
I know. Remember, and the reason I asked, that was an important song in your...
Yes, it was.
In the beginning of your career. Yeah. Sort of homage to Michael Bibbin and the New Edition, those guys.
Yeah, it's our soundtrack for the most part. It's what got us our deal. So,
are you feeling you could do it?
Sunny days. What's it, that's it? Sunny days. Ready?
Ready.
2, 3. Sunny days. Everybody loves them. Tell me, can you stand the rain? Storms will come. This we know for sure.
This we know for sure.
Can you stand the rain?
Nate Morris, Wanya Morris, Sean Stockman are Boyz II Men. Their new album, 20, is in stores now. Gentlemen, I can't tell you how great it has been.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
An afternoon with you. Best of luck.
Thank you, sir.
I'll see you in another 20 years for 40.
Lord willing. For the album 40.
Because I need some. And that's our program for today. I'm Tony Cox, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.